You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings.
Boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Seedlings. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm so happy to be here with you all today. Boys and girls, before we get to our program, what do all good things begin with? A prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today. So that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Boys and girls, today we're going to learn about this Bible story of when the Holy Spirit comes. Here we go. Jesus' disciples were celebrating a festival called Pentecost, when suddenly there was a strong wind blowing through the house. Everyone's hair lifted up, and there was an amazing noise. They looked at each other. It looked like each disciple had a flame of fire touching them, but no one was burnt. That means no one was hurt. The Holy Spirit had come, just as Jesus promised that he would send a helper to help them preach and share the good news of Jesus. The disciples began to speak in different languages, languages they'd never learned. And they could understand each other. Peter stood up and said, "I want to tell you about Jesus." He reminded everyone what Jesus taught them. He told them how Jesus died and lives again. It's time for us to begin a new life with God, the Holy Spirit guiding us. Peter said the disciples were excited to live differently, guided by God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. This was the very beginning of the Christian church. Boys and girls, this is incredible. You know when we do the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By this, we are announcing that God is the Holy Spirit and part of the Holy Trinity. Our God is amazing. Boys and girls, try to learn to say thank you in a different language. Boys and girls, the Holy Spirit gives us courage to share the good news of Jesus. Never be afraid to invite the Holy Spirit in every single situation in your life. Maybe it's when you're in the playground and you need to stand up for what's right. Or maybe it's when you have to deliver a speech that can make you very, very nervous. Invite the Holy Spirit, the helper. He is God. And remember, he is always with you. All you need to do is say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." And he will be there with you always and give you peace in your heart, in every decision, because he is the helper that Jesus sent.
The fruit of the Spirit is not a coconut. Fruit of the Spirit is not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a banana. The fruit of the Spirit is not a banana. You want to be a banana? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a watermelon. The fruit of the Spirit is not a watermelon. You want to be a watermelon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a lemon. The fruit of the Spirit is not a lemon. If you want to be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a cherry. The fruit of the Spirit is not a cherry. If you want to be a cherry, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Okay! Everybody knows that grapes come in bunches, so everybody get in big bunches. The fruit of the Spirit is not a grape. The fruit of the Spirit is not a grape. You want to be a grape, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Boys and girls, now we're going to listen to the five-finger prayer of Pope Francis. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
The five-finger prayer. Thumb. Your thumb is the closest to you. Pray for those closest to you, your loved ones. For example, Mom, Dad, Grandmother, Grandfather. Who will you pray for? Pointer. The pointer finger reminds us of those who instruct. Pray for those who teach, instruct, and heal. For example, teachers, doctors, and ministers. Who will you pray for? Tallest. The tallest finger reminds us of our leaders, those who are in charge. Pray for important leaders in your life. For example, officers and school principal. Who will you pray for? Ring. Did you know that the ring finger is our weakest finger? Pray for those who are weak, poor, in trouble, or sick. Who will you pray for? Pinky. The pinky is the smallest finger. Pray for your needs last, because your prayers should be more about others. What will you pray for? Palm. Give thanks for all of the blessings you have been given. What are you thankful for?
Dear God, thank you for loving me and giving me your all. When I grow up, I will still be serving you. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. I'll never forget you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Boys and girls, let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ? Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome. And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle. Boys and girls, we're going to play our final song and we want you to wiggle.
Separate, even if I run away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, you have new mercy for me every day, 'cause your love never fails.
Girls, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed being here with all of you today. May the Holy Spirit be with you always. Until next time, I'm Monica. Bye.
You have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.